Yes, welcome back in, everybody, to another special edition of The Jungle Show. We are here to talk about recruiting, you know, not something that we normally talk about a lot. Normally, we just talk about what is happening on the court and some of the things off the court, but never really broke down a recruiting win or a recruiting battle or some players that Auburn is going after. But this week, we just had to. But there was no holding back after the crazy week that Auburn has had in basketball recruiting. We're here to talk about the commitments of both Tahad Pettiford and LeBaron Filon. Two huge 2024 commitments. So first, let me mention that these guys will not be playing Auburn for Auburn next year. Next year, the only recruit that will come in for next year, as of right now, you know, we don't know who could be coming in the transfer portal, but as of right now, the only freshman recruit will be five-star guard and McDonald's All-American Aiden Holloway. And that's a special, that's a special get. That was a five-star. That's a big time get. But this week, Auburn has gone from in the mid 30s, 40s of their 2024 recruiting rankings to number three overall, just behind North Carolina and Baylor, with the gets of both Pettiford and Filon to add on with Peyton Marshall. We'll discuss that here in a second. But to do that, I brought in my dad and co-host again. Dad, we are recording this just after we recorded the Georgia recap and the Tennessee preview. And this will go live before the Tennessee game. This was a huge, huge week for Auburn basketball, not just with the Georgia win, not just with the Tennessee game coming up on Saturday, but with these two recruiting wins right here. Tell me your initial thoughts on just this week, this absolutely amazing week for Auburn recruiting.
It started on Wednesday. It started on Wednesday with Tahad Pettiford out of New Jersey saying he's going to come. He's a five-star point guard and the number three point guard in the country.
That's right.
And then Wednesday night, we went out and beat Georgia like a drum. Always good to beat Georgia at anything tiddlywinks. I don't care. As long as we're beating Georgia and Alabama, I'm good.
No doubt.
And then to pick up LeBaron Filon today, earlier this morning, was it's going to go out. So it's yesterday for those of you listening now. Yeah. Just huge, huge recruiting wins. When Ace Bailey said, "Hey, I'm going to go to Rutgers," and everybody went, "What?" And I saw a lot of people on Auburn Twitter going, "Don't know if Bruce has still got the mojo." He's got the mojo.
Yeah,
the mojo is here, and he's got Ira Bowman, who recruits in the Northeast, that went and got Tahad, and he's got
Wes Flanagan,
who was in Mobile today for Filon's announcement, and will fly up to Knoxville tomorrow for a big game. So, man, by the way, we don't talk about it, but football got a four-star quarterback commit and beat Clemson for him.
Yeah, this has been a great week for Auburn, just in general, outside of basketball. But getting back to what we're here to talk about, there are these 2024 gets that Auburn got just this week, just a crazy week. I mean, we just could not do a show about these, this week. And
it's crazy.
So first of all, you get Peyton Marshall, who's a 7 foot, 280-pound. Center.
I think you're being really generous.
He's listed at 280. I think he's three like bills 300. If he's an ounce. 305. Yeah. Yeah. So
big man.
I think it's more of a project. He's a good four-star center. He's a good guy that started this class out. Mm-hmm. And when he committed, I was like, okay, cool. I mean, that's a solid commitment from a really good player.
Four-star
really
center out of Georgia.
Big guy. But these two changed the entire outlook of this whole class, especially after, just like you mentioned, Ace Bailey out of Georgia went to Rutgers to go play. I believe his uncle is an assistant coach at Rutgers. And let me make this point, and we could be completely wrong about this. I don't think his recruitment is over.
Yeah, I don't
either. He's a junior. Remember, all these guys are juniors in high school right now, currently playing high school ball. Mm-hmm. So, but let's talk about the two that we landed this week. So just like you mentioned, on Wednesday, Tahad Pettifer made his announcement. He just recently got his fifth star in the 24/7 Sports Composite Rankings. He's the number 22 player in the country, the number 3 ranked point guard. He is 6'1", 170 pounds from New Jersey. And we beat UConn, Kansas, Kentucky, and LSU.
Say that again.
Kansas, Kentucky, and LSU for a guy like Tahad Pettifer. And I'll let you talk about what you see in him. What I see, I immediately when I think of a 6'1", 170 pound point guard, I'm like, okay, we're continuing the little short point guard run here at Auburn, which is partly true. But Tahad Pettifer plays a different kind of way as a short point guard. He is not a Wendell Green or Javon McCormick or sometimes Jared Harper, although Jared was later in his career was above the rim finisher. But Tahad Pettifer is more like a Colin Sexton, a John Wall, a Russell Westbrook, just not as tall as those guys. He plays over the rim. He plays with that dog swagger in him, especially being from New Jersey. So what are you excited about in Pettifer?
So Pettiford's a 6'1", maybe. He may be closer to 6 foot. Lefty point guard who, it's like you said, he finishing at the rim for a point guard is a real skill that you don't have to dunk it every time. But to be able to have the ability to get up in the air like this kid can, if you don't believe me, go watch his highlights. He's not dunking when he's by himself. He's dunking on people, and letting them know about it. So he's a really, really strong point guard. And like I said, left-handed, he's been hurt this year, tore his meniscus. So they say that he'll be back for their playoff run, in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. But it's AAU stuff that you'll get the best highlights of him from. So I'm really excited about Tahad Pettifer. That's a 5-star point guard that other people that, and when you say Ace Bailey's not done, Ace Bailey may be one of the people when I say other people would be interested in playing with him.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Well, I gotta run and I'm running low on battery. I don't want to run out. So let me go real quick. You keep talking.
Absolutely. So just like he just mentioned, he is one of the guys you want to play with. And the next guy is like that as well. Tahad Pettifer is a special get. He's got a chance to be an McDonald's All-American, as was Aiden Holloway this for 2023, and we'll see him compete in that after the high school season is over and after the college season is over for this current year. But continuing with the small point guards, I immediately thought I don't really know about that because of the way the point guards are kind of going towards nowadays in basketball. But now you have a chance for that point guard room to look completely different in 2 years. In 2 years, in 2024, there is a chance that Wendell Green is still there. This would be his senior season. There is a chance you're going to have a junior Trey Donaldson. You're going to have a redshirt sophomore Chance Westry. You could have a sophomore Aiden Holloway. And then you would add freshman Tahad Pettifer. That is just different. That is a different point guard room than everybody else in the SEC could say about their point guard room. And it would be something special to have. So welcome back in, Dad, there. Sorry. Got your charger.
Sorry. We've done a lot of recording tonight, so the battery was running a little low.
Yeah, same here as well. So, but moving on from Pettifer, now, on Friday, you get a commitment from an in-state guy. You know, Auburn has not recruited the state of Alabama very hard in the past few years. They've gone out elsewhere, especially Georgia. Over into Georgia. I mean, you talk about the guys you got from Georgia and Sharif, Isaac, technically Walker, Jabari, JT Thor. You've got some players from Georgia. Now you get an in-state player from Mobile, a 6'4", 177 pound point guard, combo guard, shooting guard, LeBaron Filon. He's a 4-star. He's the number 41 player in the class. He's listed as a point guard. He has him as the number 9 point guard, 24/7 does. I don't think he is a point guard. I think he's more of a combo guard or a 4 or a 2 guard. But he is the number 1 player out of the state of Alabama. He is the reigning Mr. Basketball. I'll mention some stats here in a second from him, but because they're absurd. They're absolutely insane. They're absurd. But Auburn goes out and truly, truly beats Alabama, Arkansas, Houston, and Kansas for LeBaron Filon. Filon's only official visit was to Auburn a few months ago. It was, I think this was all Auburn the entire way. And he has a chance to be a program changer. Todd Pettiford is going to be a guy that may be one of the best point guards to ever come through here. I mean, that may happen. He's not, I don't know if Pettiford's going to be a program changer offensively. This guy will, because this guy is currently averaging as a junior in, you know, what, 32 minute high school
games. 4 8-minute quarters in high school.
He's averaging 36 points a game. And he's had games where he's had 50 in a high school game. And he's not playing all 32 of those minutes. No. He's playing for Baker High School down in Mobile.
That's 7A.
He's putting up absolute numbers in 7A basketball in the state of Alabama. This is a different commitment than we're talking about. I know he's only a 4-star. I think Filon has a chance to be a 5-star come the next 24/7 composite rankings.
I agree.
Which completely would be deserving. But this one is big, especially to beat out your in-state rival Alabama, which, look, the only other guy that you've gone – that Auburn and Alabama have both really, really wanted went to Alabama. His name was J.D. Davidson. Now, no, he wasn't that good. Did not turn out. And, yeah, you look back on it, I think Alabama fans would say – didn't know if we really needed to win that one. This one's completely different. This kid's a scorer. He's 6'4", so he's bigger at the guard position. He has incredible shooting ability. He's great finishing ability, just like we were talking about with Pettiford. He can jump out of the gym. He's very, very crafty. He's a true, true shot creator. He doesn't need to just stand on the three-point line and shoot. He will create his own shots. And he will get his points just like he did in high school. What have you seen from LeBaron Filon?
LeBaron was the one I wanted for that class. Because I'd heard the statistics of scoring. You're scoring 36 points a game, 36.4, 36.6 points per game in 7A basketball in a game that lasts 32 minutes.
And no, he's not playing all 32.
And you're not playing with a bunch of slugs. I watched some of his highlights. His teammates are pretty good. I mean, that's a good basketball team. But he is, it's like you said, he finds ways to get the ball in the basket, whether it's shooting from outside, whether he's a slasher, slashing through the lane, can hang in the air and move to create open lanes to get the ball up. He's a fantastic passer. Watch some of his highlights. He no look passes. He also has a little bit of dog in him. A little bit of I'm gonna rip your heart out type of thought process.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And is the number one player in the state. We got him today. Somebody mentioned on Twitter that we had beat out the likes of Alabama, Kansas, Arkansas, whoever else, Houston. Yeah. And some Alabama goober got on there and said, yeah, no, we backed off of him. Yeah, if you backed off of that guy, number one, you didn't back off of him until after Auburn had it locked down with Mr. Flanagan down there. Mm-hmm. But number two, if you did back off of him,
you're crazy.
I think you need to look at your coaching staff and say, why are we backing off a kid who scores 36 a game? And it's not like he's a bad defender. He's long, long arms, long legs, can defend, uses those well to be able to deflect passes. And he likes to get out in front and run out in front of people. And you're, like you said, he's playing point guard right now for Baker. he's a combo guard. He said in his thing today that he plans on playing the two and let Pettiford play the one. But that's quite a backcourt with a big fella to hold down the middle.
Yeah. So, and we were talking about this pre-show, and I mentioned this about the point guard room specifically with Pettiford. If you have, there's a chance Wendell's back. There's a chance Holloway's there. There's a chance Donaldson's still there. You add Pettiford. And then that shooting guard room, you have somebody like Filon. You have somebody like Chance Westry. I mean, come on. Then I mean, you don't know who's at the wing. At the big position, that'll be Janai senior year, and that would be Peyton Marshall's freshman year in 2024.
I'd really like to see Janai stay for that year to help Peyton grow. Yeah. Peyton needs to grow up. Peyton does very well. Watch him play. He's not just some big dude tapping in rebounds. He's got moves in the post.
Yeah.
He's got light feet for a guy 300 pounds. He's got really good hands. He can play with his back to the basket. I'd really like though to see him get a year where he's not the only. And when I say the only big, we're still going after bigs, and we'll still go after bigs.
Yeah.
But I'd love to see Janai have a senior year where Peyton could kind of fit in underneath him and grow.
I told you this earlier that if Janai keeps putting up 19 points and 18 rebounds, he's not going to be here 2024.
No, we may actually have an NBA player on the roster.
That's crazy. So now looking at this class, ranked number third in the country, only behind North Carolina and Baylor, North Carolina and Baylor both have 2 5-stars committed. So you're ranked third in the country right now. Now, just like you said about Pettiford, now that other 5-stars have seen Filon's there, Pettiford's there, there's a backcourt. They got a big boy.
I need a wing.
Center. You go get a wing or a four that you can dominate with, that you know can score the basketball, just like Filon, just like Pettiford, just like Peyton Marshall in the post. You go get a wing, now you've got a major selling point for that 2024 class, because you can come in and add on these guys that are already committed and already are here. Man, you have a chance to have something very, very special in that class.
And I know, look, Ace Bailey's the perfect fit for what we just talked about. He's committed to Rutgers. I'm with you. I don't think that's over. It may be. His uncle up there, it makes a little bit more sense. When he first committed, everybody was like, Rutgers, really?
That was me.
With his uncle up there, maybe that's somewhere that he does go. But that's the type player that I'd like to see them pick up. And I know we're still in on some players, and I don't have a list in front of me of who all still options in that class. But there's still, I think there's two more kind of big wing type of players.
Cam Scott is a good example here. I don't know how in we are for him, but he's a borderline 4 or 5-star, as is Pettiford and Filon. He's that perfect big wing that I think Bruce Pearl could make this pitch of, you can come be the 3 or the 4 in this group in this freshman class in 2024 and fit right in, because especially since obviously we won't have Alan Flanagan then. You won't have Chris Moore then. So you're going to have to refill that position. If you don't do it through the transfer portal, what do you do through this class? And you have a major selling point with what you already have.
What you already have and where you're going. They're going to Maui in 2024.
To play some dogs.
And if you want to see a group of teams that are intimidating to look at, that's Carolina, UConn, Michigan State, us. The lowest ranked team that I heard was Dayton, and they're always beating people.
They're good.
So going back to Maui is another big treat for these kids.
Interesting fact, the last time we were at Maui, we ended up playing our Friday game in Minneapolis.
Yes.
So
yeah,
in the final four.
Should have won that if Virginia doesn't get away with double dribble.
Yeah, we're getting way too off topic. This is a huge week.
Really excited. I think LeBaron will get a fifth star.
I agree.
That's my prediction, is that he'll get a fifth star. Tejada already has a fifth star. That would put us with 2 5 stars as well. And I don't know if there's been a better class at Auburn.
Yeah.
I mean, last year we brought in Jabari and Walker, but Walker was a transfer.
The only guy he brought in the freshman class was Jabari.
We haven't gotten a 5-star out of Alabama since Austin Wiley. And we haven't gotten a number one player in Alabama since number three on the Purifoy, Purifoy out of Centerville. Yeah. So to get that and to beat the guy who just got a contract extension for the number one player in his state.
Absolutely.
We're doing pretty good.
Yeah. So we'll go ahead and wrap this one up. Obviously a big week for Auburn basketball and recruiting and on the court. We'll see y'all back next time on the Jungle Show. War Eagle.
War Eagle.